Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of You Shouldn't Have. My name is Faith Job. If you're just joining me for the first time, yeah, this is a new series I'm starting on my podcast channel. I think it will be fun. It's going to be therapeutic. It's going to be, what other word am I looking for? It's just going to be easy, impactful by God's grace. So on today's episode, we are going to be talking about the second thing that I think I shouldn't have done. And it's not like I'm listing all these things in order of preference or in order of what I don't think I would have done. I think I'm beginning to talk too much. But basically, it's not following any order. It's not following any sequential order. I'm just, you know, as it comes, as the spirit leads. So with that being said, today I'm going to be talking about sex. I should not have had sex, or I shouldn't have lost my virginity. I should have waited till my husband popped the cherry. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, that's what we're going to be talking about. That's what I am going to be talking about today. I'm going to give you reasons why I think I shouldn't have done it. Not like there are any regrets. You know, what has happened is in the past. However, this is directed especially to the young girls, the young females, my gender. I think you need to listen. If you're single, whether or not you have a boyfriend or whatever, if you're single, I think it's never too late to start the celibacy journey. However, there is a disclaimer, and I'm going to talk more about that after this short break. So stay with me, okay? Yo, welcome back, guess who's back? I know you want that. Okay guys, welcome back. Without further ado, we're going to jump into the topic for today. Why am I calling it a topic? This is my life issue. Okay, I just realized that I made a grammatical blunder. I don't think there's anything called sequential order. I think that's tautology. You are either saying sequence or in order. Alright, I hope I'm not miseducating you guys, but I think it's tautology, because sequence and, you know, putting something in order kind of, or is it in order of sequence? Okay, this is not an English class. If you want to learn English, find another podcast. We're talking about my life history. Sorry, not my life history. We're talking about my life situation right now and me kind of admonishing myself on why I shouldn't have done certain things. And today is about sex. I feel very weird saying that word, sex, if it doesn't mean gender. You know, what's your sex? Not how many times do you have sex. But anyway, as you grow older, there are certain things that you have to talk about. I mean, I'm almost 27. I don't think I'm a child anymore. At least I know in every country I am like legal. So yes, gosh. So we're going to be talking about the S word and why I shouldn't have, you know, had sex. Why I shouldn't have had sex before marriage, you know, basically premarital sex. I know some people are going to cringe, like you're already cringing from you hearing that word. You know, you shouldn't do premarital sex. This is not a spiritual, this is not religious. I'm spiritual, but this is not to say, ooh, I'm not coming here to preach to you, but we know right from wrong. And whether you like it or not, to be very fair, to be very honest, when it comes to sex, I don't think we know how deep it goes. I mean, I'm a lawyer and I know for a fact that if a marriage is not consummated, and by consummated we mean if you guys do not have sex, if you don't fuck your wife, basically, that's a ground for divorce. So even the law recognizes sex as a big deal in marriage, okay? It's a big deal. Same thing with, it has another spiritual end entirely to it, because when you have sex, I know God created sex to be something beautiful, something to be enjoyed between a man and his wife. Okay, so I feel like the devil just tries to take something good and something great that God created, and he tries to make it bad by, you know, adding his own salt and pepper when it doesn't even need extra spice. Anyway, so God created sex for the man and his wife to enjoy it in their marriage, so they could also produce, be fruitful and multiply according to the commandment, instruction. Let me not call it a commandment because it's not by force. It was like an instruction for us to fruitful and multiply and, you know, subdue the earth. But if you decide as a single person that you want to experiment and have multiple sex partners, or just, you know, just be sleeping around, the spiritual implication is that each time you have sex with somebody that you are not married to, whether or not, if I, with somebody you're not married to, yes, I'm correct, with someone you're not married to, with or without a condom, there's an exchange that takes place. You take a part, you take a piece of them, and they take a piece of you. Whether you believe it or not, go and do your research. All right, this is not, I don't even think this is written in the Bible, but this is from my own personal research. And that's why it's very easy for people to form soul ties when they have sex with somebody, when they have sex with their partner who they're not married to. You can still form a soul tie. A soul tie can also be formed without sexual relationship, but most of the time when you have sex with someone and you guys keep communicating and you're doing the whole lovey-dovey, there's a soul tie, there's a bond that's created. Now, when I talk about the spiritual aspect, minus the fact that you take a piece of them and they take a piece of you, it goes beyond the I'm just going to tell you now, I feel like so many of us have spiritual husbands. We have spiritual wives and husbands that on a normal, we're not even supposed to have any dealings with such people. But because the flesh is weak and kanji was catching you, you felt like, oh, I think I should try this. You know, how will I know it's working if I don't try it? Look, I know God loves you. And if he knows that you love having sex, he will not bring a man that cannot perform into your life. You know, you just have to, sometimes we just have to really trust God, to be honest. I think we try so hard to do everything by ourselves. I'm sure God is just in the heavens. He's in the heavens laughing and says to this stupid girl, I know you like Bola. I will give you Bola, but you have to be patient. Okay? I don't know if I'm making sense. Well, I know I'm making sense because as I'm speaking, he's actually making sense in my head. So what am I trying to say? I don't think I should have had sex at all. Because right now, I'm going to be opening my eyes. Right now, it's more difficult being celibate than if you're a virgin. You know, if you're a virgin, you have no experience. You don't know what it feels like. I'm not saying I'm like a nymph or anything, but those who have the right to speak about this now, like my married friends, we know how important sex is in a relationship. So if you're trying to feel sex, don't be stupid, okay? Don't try to pretend. And this is where hypocrisy comes in with Christianity. You understand? You're a human being. God knows why he created those parts and he created blood to be flowing through those areas. God is too intentional. I keep telling people, whatever thing that's going on, God is very, very intentional. Even if he makes a mistake, that mistake becomes his intention because he's too intentional to make a mistake. Let me not go into preaching, but I will give you a very simple analogy. Take for example, you love eating chocolate, or you love licking, whatever people do with chocolate, whether it's to eat it or lick it or suck it, but basically you love chocolate and you know you've been having chocolate for maybe 10-15 years of your life. Been having chocolate, you really like chocolates, you like trying different flavors, and then all of a sudden you get an encounter with the Holy Spirit, or something happens, and an instruction comes that you have to stop eating chocolate. Wait until this appointed time before you start eating chocolate again. Now, to you, you know how good chocolate tastes. Don't you think it's going to be more difficult for you to refrain yourself from taking and eating or consuming that chocolate compared to someone who has never had chocolate before in their life? They've never had chocolate, so they don't have an idea of what it tastes like, how it feels in the mouth, how it melts, and how delicious it could be. So if that same instruction comes to that person and, you know, they say you need to stop eating chocolate, the person is just going to be like, meh, okay. Anyway, whatever. I'm going to stop eating chocolate. Not like I even ever ate it in the first place. So if you want me to stay away from it, I will stay away from it. So that is the same thing with sex. Sorry, I just used chocolate as an analogy to talk about sex, but that's the best thing that could come to my head at this point in time. Like I said, this podcast it's supposed to be easy, it's spontaneous, I'm just freestyling. So whenever I freestyle, I tend to repeat myself because in my brain, I don't know, I've said this thing before, but I tend to repeat myself basically. So bear with me. I'll try to edit as much as possible, but if I don't, if I give it to you raw, you have to take it. So yes, I think that's long and short. Maybe I can make a separate podcast or a separate series talking about celibacy and, you know, Christianity, and let's be honest, how hard it is to maintain sexual purity before you get married, especially if you were already exposed to having intimate sexual relationship with your partner. So that's the long and short. I don't want this podcast to be too long, because people have had sex now. I'm sure you listen to the end. Shameless. I'm joking. Yeah. So basically, that is one reason why I feel like I should not have had sex. First, just to recap. First, I think I have created some spiritual and emotional bond that I should not have created with certain people. Yes, I said people. I'm not a whore. I think I was also exposed to certain things that I should not have been exposed to. I don't know where your mind is going to, but it's not venereal disease. I mean, like when this whole exchange happens, I think I may have taken some kind of characters from certain males, and maybe they took some of my good characters. I don't know, man. I just feel like something messed my system and my equilibrium. So yeah, that's secondly, the soul exchange that I think shouldn't have happened. Thirdly, trying to be celibate now is kind of more difficult for me because I have experienced it before and I know how it feels. Let's be honest with ourselves. I'm not here to be doing joking with you. I'm not joking. I'm being serious. It's hard, but I know by the grace of God, I am not doing it to please man. I'm doing it for myself and to glorify my God. Yeah, who gave me the instruction to keep myself and my purity till I meet my husband. Oh God, please, before it will be as if I'm trying to sell myself. But yeah, that is basically it. Those are some of the reasons why I feel like I should not have had sex. I should have kept my virginity. According to my mother, shout out to my mom. I love you, mommy. My mom always calls sex have fun. She calls sex fun. So if she ever asks... If my mom ever asks you by any chance, oh, did you have fun? Or did you go have fun? In fact, once fun enters, just know she's talking about not fun. She's talking about sex, basically. So yeah, those are some of the reasons why I think I should not have had sex. I should not have lost my virginity. I shouldn't have had fun. Too much fun until I met my husband. So basically, I'm saying say no to premarital sex. Keep yourself. People might make fun of you. I don't even think people make fun of people again for holding your virginity. I mean, I think I know a 30-year-old virgin. Shout out to you, baby girl, if you ever listen to my podcast. So there's nothing to be ashamed of. There's nothing to be cautious about. Like, you are a rare gem. And trust me, your spirit man will thank you so much for not opening your leg to every dictum and Harry, or even opening your leg to
one person before you say I do, or make it legal, or formalize it before God and before man. So now this is me preaching. This is me preaching to say no to premarital sex and just keep your purity. It might not be easy. In fact, why am I saying might? It is not easy, but it is doable. And we all know that God will not present a temptation to you that he knows that you cannot deal with or handle. But still, wisdom is profitable to direct. So I don't think you should also on your own as a girl or as a guy, if you really want to keep your sexual purity, if you really want to avoid premarital sex, don't put yourself in that situation. Don't hang out with them in secluded places where you know that the temptation is really high. You know, don't sleep over at his place hoping that my dear, his blood has flowing through their veins. So don't think, oh, he's a good, he might attempt, maybe the spirit of God will stop him. But don't put yourself in that situation. And if you happen to find yourself in such a situation, then you should be wise to flee from that temptation. Whew, man, I feel like I held my breath throughout. Oh, I hope you guys enjoyed this discussion, the second episode of You Shouldn't Have with Faith Job. Do well to join me next time. Thank you so much for taking time to listen to the very end. I appreciate it. I do not take your time or your data for granted. So thank you very much. And that'll be all for today. Do have a beautiful day. If you're listening in the evening, do have a wonderful evening. Rest easy. Don't forget to pray. Rest easy. And oh God, I'm talking to my. Thank you so much for listening once again. And that is will be all for now. Bye. Mwah. That's the end of the podcast for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you have something to say and you're listening to me on the Anchor FM app, there is a feature where you could send me a voice message and that message can form part of the podcast. So if you have something to say about today's topic, then send me a voice message and I will include it in this podcast, and people will get to hear your opinion or your own side of the gist. So thank you so much once again, and bye. Mwah.